Yep.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once?
They are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
Right into the phone, your dad is at it.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
I'm Wes Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, a mere few hundred miles away to my right, the always irrepressible J-Man.
Hola and Shana Tova to everyone out there. This is the J-Man coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. How's it going, Matt?
It's going okay right now. Could get a little tiresome later in the day, but everything's fine as we speak. It's nice and cool here in lovely West Central Ohio. And how's things down in your redneck way of the woods?
Not bad. It's a little warmer here. It's getting back up into the 80s. Mother Nature's
really?
Kind of messing with us. Got my sinuses and allergies all cranked up again.
Oh, I know. You sound wonderful.
Yeah, telling you, it's rough. I'm just going to do this all day.
Which is kind of hot, really. So you got to put the electric blanket back away?
Yeah, I have to move it out off to the side again. Won't need that for a couple more weeks, apparently. But, boy, we had a couple of cold days last week, like down into the near 40 degrees at night. It's rough.
I know. We're going to be in the 40s at night the rest of the week. It's crisp. It's brisk. It's effervescent.
Snuggling. It's snuggling weather.
It is. If one were taking a liking to snuggling, which, of course, I do not.
And shout out to Clay Perry, who just showed up in the chat room. How about that?
Well.
How you doing, Clay? Haven't seen him in a while.
No, we haven't. He's probably just chiming in for the August 18th show or something.
Well, I'll tell you how my week's been going.
Please do.
I went to Shipley's Donuts yesterday, and as I was getting into the car, I was wearing my San Antonio Spurs hat, of course.
Of course.
And I was getting to the car, and I hit the hat on the car door, the bill of the hat, and then I reach up to grab the hat to catch it, and I lose my balance. I bang my right thigh off the steering wheel, land in the seat, and the car door closes on my left shin.
Oh, my God.
And then
I'm not laughing. I'm crying. Sometimes
oh, yeah. you're being sympathetic here.
Of course.
And then so I go to Shipley's and I get my glazed donut and I got a sausage biscuit. It looked good. And it was pretty good, only they put a lot of pepper on their sausage biscuit for some reason. And 2 hours later, I was shooting liquid fire out my ass. So that's how things are going with me.
Well, you know what you need then if things are going that badly?
What do I need? Yep.
Here's the J. I haven't had a bad week at all. Nothing major going on or anything. Did have a guy come through the drive-thru the other night. He said, "Hey, do you have those apple swishers, 2 for $1? I said, "No, the only swishers we have are single grape." To which he responded, "Do you have blueberry?" It was that point I muttered to myself, no, you fucking dumbass, and now it's time for me to go look for a real job again. Thank you.
Now, what you should have said was, no, all we have are grape, and oh, by the way, you might enjoy our big gay show on Blog Talk Radio, if this is what you drink.
Other than that, not much going on.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Oh, shit, I got engaged yesterday. I forgot to tell you that.
Oh, yeah. You got engaged yesterday.
There was that whole engagement thing yesterday. Yeah, after 11 years and my indifference,
Smith finally decided she was going to settle for you.
Yep. And it was her doing, mind you, so if this all goes down in flames and everything's a mess, it's her fault. She's the one who asked. I was just being, I don't know, just go along, get along, Maddie boy. Yeah, sure, what the hell. Let's try this new thing.
Well, for you and Smoop, here's a... Which that is going to be played when she walks down the aisle, right?
Of course. And evidently, I don't know if Clay is in love with Schmoop or with me, but when that news broke, he left the chat room, so I don't know.
Well, that's rude.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. It's not like Clay to be that rude, but yeah, you know, these things happen.
Then again, he could be, when he heard the news, he's going to go make us a walking stick. So she
maybe.
Can use it while we go down the aisle. And no date set, really, of course.
Well, maybe the best man can use it to poke you in the ribs when it's your turn to say, I do. I do.
As long as he does it on my left side, because the right side's, you know, that's the one I almost lost my lung. So, left side only.
You and Tony Romo.
Exactly. And if you want, speaking of best men, Jay, we would be more than happy to have you as our best man at our wedding.
That is so sweet. I'm honored.
I'm getting a little teary-eyed, actually, thinking about it.
I'm a little verklempt here.
Not so much the wedding, the days after the wedding. That's what I'm...
Yep.
As long as you bring us... You know what you got to bring to the wedding, though?
What?
What have you told me in the past that every wedding needs?
Well, let's see. Every wedding needs an Elvis impersonator.
Now, that'd be nice.
To perform the ceremony. And you need a Dean Martin to sing.
Yes.
And you need a open bar. Jesus.
Of course. How about a midget, Jay? I heard that just moments ago, and I thought maybe that would be the first thing.
God damn it. Yeah. Every wedding needs a midget. The ring bearer.
Your memory's not good, is it, Jay?
No, it's not.
I'm
discombobulated.
Sure,
having to use my cell phone today instead of Google Talk, so
yeah,
Google does not get one of these. That was not for Google.
No.
Their 13th birthday yesterday. As a typical teenager, they're messing shit up today.
Yes. Now, I'll tell you what, when I found out Google was only 13 years old, I was kind of surprised. I thought it was older than that for some reason.
Seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Maybe you were thinking about America Online.
Oh, my God.
The good old days.
I still laugh when I see people show up in the stats that come to us and are using AOL. It just makes me chuckle.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
And the AOL email. And what have you, yep. Yeah, those were some fun days, though, in the AOL chat rooms.
Oh, I know.
Met some interesting folk out there.
Hell, it led to my divorce. Hey-o! Kidding, of course.
Yeah.
Schmoop led to my divorce, you know, she didn't even have AOL, so there you go.
So it totally wasn't AOL's fault.
No.
So, got any ideas for the Saturday show?
Well, an interesting thing happened on Facebook yesterday. We could try to make a topic out of this. You know, I found it kind of funny that when you and I announced our open relationship on Facebook, I picked up like 10 friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I dump you and get engaged to Schmoop, and it's on there on Facebook, I lose friends.
Weird.
I don't know what that says.
Yeah, that's people faking how tolerant and accepting they are, and then showing their real stripes.
Exactly. Yeah, that'd be an interesting topic. It's not right now, but it would be. We could make it one.
But we'll work on it.
Mm-hmm.
We could do that.
Yeah.
And just that and just general haters on the internet.
Haters who hate.
People. Yep. People who just hate on everything. They do a review of all the new network shows and they just trash each one of them.
I know. I hate people like that. Not a damn good thing to say about any of them.
No.
And then you got people making fun of the Jews and hating them.
Yes. Good
point. And their TV shows that they produce.
Yep. And refusing to use all the banks that they own. And
yeah. Mm-mm-mm. And all the days off they get.
And their constant holidays, which, of course, Rosh Hashanah begins tonight at Sunday.
Yes, it does.
The Jewish New Year, where they'll celebrate narrowly escaping genocide, I think, at some point.
I don't know what it's all about. All I know is that the Manischewitz is going to be flowing tonight, and they're going to be partying like it's 5277. See?
Hell yeah.
They even have their own calendar because ours isn't good enough. Hell, when Y2K was a threat, they didn't care. Oh, hell, it's 5210. Why do I care?
Yeah, so we could do that. You know what we need to do?
What do we need to do?
I mentioned this before, but we're really going to have to have a staff meeting and decide whom going to endorse in the GOP primary.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Herman Cain made an appearance on our website the other day. which you all can read at www.iwsradio.blogspot.com. But on the radio, we haven't really talked about politics that much of late.
Yeah. So we're going to have to, you know, we'll have to decide. I mean, do we just go ahead and endorse Romney because everybody knows he's going to be the nominee, and then we can take credit for him winning the nomination? Or do we endorse Herman Cain and then, you know,
the dark horse?
Yeah, and then as the general election gets going and things get worse and worse, we can say, hey, don't blame us. We endorse the black guy,
That's fully right. Black,
the guy who's completely black.
Mm-hmm. They don't come much darker than Herman.
Yeah. Or do we just, you know, we endorse with our little heads and endorse Michelle Bachmann?
So many choices.
Oh, God, it's going to be complicated. We're going to have to hammer that one out.
Of course, we could hold out hope and see if Ralph Nader will run again.
Ralph. And then, of course, we could, you know, we'll announce our endorsement here on the show, on the Wednesday show. And then right after the show, we could post it on the blog and, you know, something clever.
That is something pretty clever.
Something intelligent. Something like that.
Yeah. And if people had suggestions, because I see we have another guest in the room, and if they'd like to give us their suggestions as to, you know, who they might want us to endorse for president, they could always call us at 661-244-9852. It is that easy.
Hell yeah. And then after this show, they should go back and listen to our big gay show from last Saturday, because it is just burning up.
Time.
It is, yeah. It's getting a lot of plays. A lot of action.
Yep.
A lot of people, you know, a lot of married men are sneaking away from the family to listen. they're sitting in their car in a public park or in a dark alley listening to that show.
I bet Marcus Bachman's listened to it more than 1,000 times.
He probably has.
Sucking on a corn dog and listening to the J-Man and Me. Oh, man, that's a sight.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably one of my Facebook friends that dropped me yesterday, and I didn't even know it.
He probably is. There's not much going on Twitter today.
No, nor Facebook, nor anything. It's kind of dead. Everyone, I guess, is taking a virtual deep breath and just enjoying life.
Of course, there's the friendly llama. She's always on Twitter. My friend from South Africa.
Oh, that's nice.
Shout out to the friendly llama. She listens to the show usually, sometimes, when she feels like it. Or when she's suffering from insomnia.
Yeah, she's probably, what, 5, 6, 7 hours behind us? Or ahead of us?
I think so.
Yeah. I'm a numbers guy, eh?
Yeah, I know. She's just about done dinner time down there. Or late afternoon, depending on how many hours it is. My Asian girlfriend's working the overnight shift now at her job, so she's at work now, not listening.
I thought maybe my Jewish Korean neighbor would come over today and listen to the show, but he didn't.
But apparently, apparently he moved out.
Yeah. Good old cow dung Holstein.
Yep.
Well, the cow dung Holstein, I wish him a happy Rosh Hashanah. Oh. So, haters who hate, is that what we're going to do Saturday?
Yeah, that's it. That's what we're going to do.
Unless someone would like to call in with an idea, that'd be nice.
And how could they do that? What number would they call?
They would call 661-244-9852.
Damn right they would. I see there's no mic again today.
No.
It's starting to hurt my feelings. He wandered by the blog at some point this morning.
Yes, he did.
Probably forgot. He's kind of forgetful like that.
Yeah. Well, he said something about wanting his foreskin back. So maybe he is maybe he's off looking for that.
Maybe he's contacting all those urologists who do the have all the billboards for the non-invasive vasectomy and vasectomy reversal services to see if they can also do that.
He's always thinking.
Yeah. Now you see Andy Rooney is going to step down from his regular weekly gig at 60 Minutes.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Well, when you're 92.
Yeah, I guess. I guess he figured if Larry King can do it, so can he.
Kat didn't get up today. She usually gets up when she hears me pick up the phone and to do the show and walks between my legs. Boy, everything's just dead today.
Even Corky is bothered.
Even the Corkster, yep.
Hey, the wild card races are tied in both leagues.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
Cardinals.
That's baseball, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cardinals. The great comeback in the Tampa Bay Rays with the... Well, they didn't really make a comeback.
They didn't. Yeah, they didn't have to come back. Just,
well, the Braves kind of collapsed, too.
Yes, they did.
But, oh, God, I guess this will be, and I'm sure the Cardinals will win today and the Braves will lose because the Phillies would love to knock the Braves out of the playoffs.
Yes.
So the Cardinals would win, and they would then have to play the Phillies, which means that they would go out in three games.
Much like the Reds did last year.
Everybody will be fawning all over Tony La Russa. This is his greatest managerial effort ever. Yeah, I guess, 90 games with that freaking team.
He could probably get the Reds to 500. Maybe.
Probably. Yeah, they're going to fire that dude, Francona.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, big football game this weekend, Jay.
Oh, yeah.
And, folks, we're not talking about the NCAA. We're not talking about the NFL. We're talking about the IWS Fantasy Football League.
Damn right. The Stalkers and the Steel Reserves are going to butt heads.
In a matchup of the unbeatens.
Going to get after it. They're going to be scrappy. They're going to play
hard.
They give it 110%.
And I, as soon as I get off of here, I'll have a few minutes before work, so I'm going to assemble my all-white team. I'm going to throw you a curveball, Jay.
Yeah, you could probably still beat me because my team is just not looking not looking good.
You're always poor mouthing when you know damn well that your team is Titanic. Well, I guess that was a good description.
The projections.
Well, hold on, Jay.
Show me.
We have a caller.
Well, hell, all right. Take that call.
407, you're with Stupid. Go ahead.
I'm with Stupid? How could I be with Stupid?
Because you're with us. Who is this?
Matt. It's your stupid buddy in Orlando.
Oh, my God. I did not know that.
God, I know. Isn't it wonderful?
It is.
What are we talking about today?
Right now we're talking about fantasy football.
That's just not up my alley.
We'll talk about anything you want to talk about.
Yeah, right? What do you want to talk about?
Let's talk about sex.
First of all, who is this?
What?
Who is this?
This would be the lovely Amy.
Oh.
Yes, it is.
Nice to meet you,
and,
Amy.
Is everybody speechless now?
Yeah.
I guess.
First of all, because normally on Wednesdays we don't get phone calls. And secondly, I can't believe it's you on the other end of the line.
Yeah. I mean, you know, dreams really do come true.
They do. Especially on Anything Can Happen Wednesday.
It's hump day. Like I said, let's talk about sex. No, I'm just kidding. What would you all like to talk about? Do you have any questions? Do you need to know anything about Orlando or the weather, hurricanes, you name it?
No. I can get a brochure on all that. So
tell you what, I'm so glad that I called because I'm feeling quite stupid. Is that what the whole point is, to call in so you can feel stupid?
No, we encourage. Jay, explain this to her.
Yeah, come on,
well,
Jay, man.
Our Wednesday show is just kind of a wing it show. We don't have any real topic. And it's set up so that we can talk strategy during Saturday.
Gotcha.
Show and the blog and that. But if somebody calls in, we're more than happy to take that call and just chit-chat with them.
Sure. And Amy, Jay said, what we do on Wednesday is set up what we're going to talk about Saturday. And we were trying to think of a topic for Saturday's show. So if you had some ideas for us, you could throw them out there right now.
Let's see. Unemployment rate, it still sucks.
Yeah.
That's kind of boring, though, isn't it? But it's reality, you know. A lot of people are out of jobs, and families are hurting and scarred by it, you know.
Yes.
I had my ex-husband work for the same company for 30 years, and, you know, the higher paid always gets let go. I just, you know, so it affects, you know, families everywhere and health insurance and all that. But that sounds rather boring, doesn't it? Does it sound boring?
I don't know. It's kind
okay,
of
we'll think of something else. How about being in your mid-40s and you still get drunk, you know?
We don't know anything about that.
You've evidently not listened to the show on Saturday.
No, I haven't. Always. What's the show about on Saturdays? It's pretty juicy, I take it, huh?
Just like your hosts.
Oh, well, yeah. Now you're talking, see?
Yeah.
Matt, you are just like juicy. You are better than a Wendy's juicy hamburger.
Uh-huh.
But not quite as good as a.
And see, hey, they changed the meat now.
Taco salad from Taco Bell.
They've changed the meat. at Wendy's now, so we can talk about that. They say it's more, it's bigger and juicier. Think about that one for a minute.
That's how I like it.
That's right.
That's how you like it?
I like it
wow.
big and juicy and, you know, well done.
Yeah. And round. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you guys, I guess I'm going to let y'all go because, you know, I'm on the computer here, and Matt, you're a trip. You're on here with when you were singing on New Year's Eve and giving your woman a kiss, and boy, I tell you, that if that wasn't romantic.
That was. I don't remember it. I'm glad it was on video.
I thought it was disgusting.
That was pretty cool, though.
What was that, Jay?
I thought it was disgusting.
You're just jealous, Jay. Don't be a hater. We'll have to give you hater talk for dinner and hater aid, okay?
Actually, Amy, that's what we're going to be talking about Saturday.
Oh, okay. What, hater talks and hater aid? Or
you bet that.
Disgusting kissing? Or
no, we're going to be talking about people who hate.
Oh, so Jay is the topic. I mean, hate
people
is
who are
the
always
topic.
People who are always negative, trying to tear everything down,
yeah.
tear everybody down, can't be happy for other people.
Misery loves company.
Yeah.
You know, it's that's true. The old cliche, misery loves company.
Yep.
Kick somebody when they're down. Haters, you know, the hater club.
Yep.
I hate them.
We're going to hate on the haters.
Yes,
we it is Hate on Hater Day on Saturday. Shall I call back in on Saturday?
Oh, by all means.
Of course. Absolutely.
I think I will do that. What's the best time to call and you know?
When the show's on. That's always a...
Oh, my God, that would be best, I think.
Yeah.
Can we all go out for Kasana's Pizza afterwards and Schuller's Donuts?
True.
Can we, huh? And beer sodas? Beers
yep.
out the ass?
Oh, yeah.
I want to come.
All right. Well, you can
hey,
call
we
in
need
anyway.
To get up a fund, Matt. We need to have a fund set up for Amy to come to town. You know, if Santa Claus comes to town, we need to set up something where Amy can come to town because this is ridiculous.
Well, you know, Amy, I was stupid. Our radio show has helped thousands over the year, haven't we, Jay?
Absolutely. We've made
well,
a big
I would love it.
Yeah, we set up a fund to bring Sumi over from Nigeria. She was not very appreciative, but...
Well, what did she need to do to appreciate, you know, what, like, you know, say, you know, in case I get, you know, funded to come there, what do I have to do to be thankful?
Oh, there's no ties, no strings attached.
Oh, okay, no strings, no ties, no whips, chains, okay, I gotcha.
No, I prefer a
that
belt.
Sounds good. I prefer a silk scarf, thank you.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Did you make a note of that?
We're fancy, aren't we?
We are quite fancy.
Well,
we
could actually do a radiothon for you at some point.
I would love that because I deserve it, you know. I feel like I do. And just being, you know.
We did a radiothon a year ago for Rhino, and we even got Bill Clinton and George W. Bush to help out.
Yep.
Well, I want them to help me.
We had
Marilyn
McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. were performing.
Yep. Al Roker. Jack
Matt
Jones.
Davis.
Matt Davis.
Oh, he's honored. Well, I want to come to town. People just don't know, like, how happy that would make me, you know, to see my family and friends and spend time with y'all because it would be so worth it.
Yes, it was.
So, you know, there's my pitch. That really sucked. I think I'll have to call back in on Saturday, you know.
Well, yeah, you
come
should.
Up with a better pitch to get there.
Okay. And the show on Saturday starts at 6:30 p.m.
Oh, okay. So I should have beer muscles by then.
Yes, and plenty on hand.
You know. Yeah, liquid courage, as they say.
That's right.
And I'll be bringing it.
All right.
You understand?
Oh, I understand.
I still need to send some photos, but, you know, I could be there live, and that's so much better. So.
Yeah, maybe a Thanksgiving show bringing you home, like the homecoming. We could, there you go. We could have a homecoming party for you.
Bring that turkey home. There we
that's
go.
Right.
That would be very, very Norman Rockwell-esque right there.
Wouldn't it, though?
Yes, it would. Okay, it's a done deal. And when I get to town, orange pumpkin cookies from Schuler's Donuts for everyone.
That's right.
I mean, cookies
and,
all around.
And,
orange teats for everyone.
And we will videotape the whole thing.
Of course.
Make it into a made-for-TV movie. And it will replace It's a Wonderful Life every year on Thanksgiving on NBC.
I've always thought if I could get on a reality show, you know, Real World, Bad Girls Club, any of that back in the day, I would have ruled the school. I mean, there's just no doubt. I would have, you know, why didn't they come up with that shit back then? I mean, oop, did I just get beeped?
No.
I'm not allowed to cuss. I can cuss?
If you'd like.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not gonna.
Okay. Oh, I do have a question I need to ask you, and we usually ask this of any woman who calls in. If
I'm scared, but please go right ahead.
What are you wearing?
Oh my God. Well, I'd be lying if I said I had any clothes on.
Really?
So, naked.
All right.
I'm sitting here naked on my computer. Is that the right answer of the day? Naked is better.
Always.
You know, I don't look so awful bad for 27, you know. What's so funny about that, Matt? You know I'm 27 again.
I tell you, 27, generally that's about 13 years past a woman's prime, but...
this is true. Oh, yeah. Okay, so what is most of the women usually say they're wearing?
They usually hang up right then, but...
Yeah, that's no fun. That's stupid. That's, you know, that doesn't make any sense. That's no fun. I don't want to have any fun. You know,
Jay does something special, especially around Memorial Day and 4th of July with the barbecue hotlines, don't you, Jay?
Oh, wait, yeah. What do?
Well, you could call the hotlines. You know, you could call up like Weber Grills hotline, and on Thanksgiving you can call up the Butterball hotline. And... And ask them questions, and they'll help you out with your cooking and stuff. And then I like to ask them what they're wearing.
Oh, well, then there you go. Actually, I'm wearing a T-shirt.
And then when they try to hang up, I usually say, no, don't hang up yet. I'm all alone on Thanksgiving. That's the way I don't want to talk to.
You need to ask them if they would prefer tube steak with man gravy. I guess that's the problem. They're just a little frigid there, you know. I don't understand it.
Yeah, and then I
now, but I'm wearing shorts and a T-shirt because it's only 95 here today.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I've had it. But I would love to come back and check out the fall weather. Haven't seen that in a while. And the changing of the leaves, you know, and like I said, all the good friends, good food, and especially, you know, drinking.
Of course.
Coors Light, though. I'll drink the Coors Light. Hey, silver bullet.
Coors Light.
Coors.
Yeah, Coors Light. I like Coors. That silver bullet.
Coors Light.
And then you know, they got that meter on there now.
That's what I have in my fridge right now. It's Coors Light.
Well, hell yeah. I do too. So see, if I came to your place or you came to mine, we'd be happy with our beverage.
We'd be all right.
We'd be all right.
Yeah.
All right, well, hey, let's have the peace. Let's have the people. They're sending in, you know, money and to get me home. Amy comes home for Thanksgiving, and, you know, because they just don't know me, you know, because if they only did, I would have been there.
We'll raise enough to get you a room at the hotel with the biker bar.
Oh my God, that would be awesome! Hey, and I will cook the meal. I will cook Thanksgiving.
Okay.
For whoever and for how many, I can rock it. I will cook a Thanksgiving dinner that'll knock your dick in the dirt. Okay.
That's what I want on Thanksgiving.
A full belly, and well, you know the rest.
And you could
football.
You could dress like an Indian, and I could call you Socket Mia.
And my little teepees will be out. You know, my party hats, chill meters. You know. Well, now that we've got that cleared up, I'll be calling back in, and we'll go from there.
All right, Amy.
And you guys have a great day. And if you have Mike and Rosie's for lunch, I'm going to be jealous. But, you know.
Yes.
But I think I'm going to have snake eyes fried in snot and scab sandwiches. You know, the usual.
That sounds good.
Well, Halloween is coming up. So, you know, I just had to throw that in there, that light snack.
Right.
I'll let you borrow that. Snake eyes fried in snot and scab sandwiches. So. Pretty good.
Sounds like it.
All right. Well, you you sluts have a great day, okay?
We shall, and you do the same.
Love y'all. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. And there you go. See how easy that is?
Yep.
Just call in and get old Maddie's wigwam all worked up and
so there we go. We got 2 minutes left.
Of course, now that she's got me all worked up, when I get home, Schmoop's picking me up at the beer mine tonight, Jay, if you can believe that. She's staying up till 9 to come get me.
Wow.
I know.
You guys will both be nice and irritable.
And we'll have to take our frustrations out on each other. So I was thinking, since it is Rosh Hashanah,
yeah,
we could play a game of the Mossad interrogator and the Palestinian chick.
There you go.
That was funnier when I thought of it earlier this morning.
Everything's funny early in the morning, man.
Yes, it is. Unless it's a Saturday morning and you've woken up with some chick that you really don't know. And
yeah, well.
It's not that funny.
All right. Well, I guess that's it.
I guess that's it. We'll wrap it up, and we're going to be hating the haters Saturday.
Hating the haters. Yep. Okay.
All right, J-Man. I'll talk to you then.
All right.
Okay.
Have fun at the beer mine.
Will do. Bye, all.
Bye.